Tsvangirai sounded quite buoyant and confident. He indicated that he thought Robert Mugabe's days were over. He said that the president is giving up and that the future lies with the NDC-led government by him as prime minister, and that he would be seeking essentially to bypass Mugabe and build an administration in cooperation with members of Mugabe's own party, ZANU-PF, which he said had already recognized that their president was part of the past and that the future lay with a very different kind of administration.
Does Mr. Mugabe himself know about this?
I'm sure that's not how he perceives things, although I have to say that listening to Mugabe's speech at the signing of the agreement yesterday, it was quite clear that Mugabe was dwelling on the past. He sounded ambivalent and bitter and only half-hearted about the agreement, and there seemed to be a recognition on his part that his power is now considerably reduced and that his days as an effective leader in this country are numbered. So he implicitly, I suppose, recognises that the man who will take over from him eventually will be Tsvangirai.
And this isn't just political games on his part, because we know that Mugabe, he certainly has been able to outmanoeuvre his political opponents in the past.
Yes, indeed. Although I think for Tsvangirai, the danger is less Mugabe now, who does look as though his power is on the wane, rather than other members of the ZANU-PF leadership, which will be sitting in the cabinet under Mugabe, but also in this council of ministers, which Tsvangirai, as prime minister, will head. What Tsvangirai has to do is stamp his authority on that. He says that he will essentially be appealing to these ZANU-PF ministers to put the country first, to say that there's really no future for any of them in driving the country into the abyss. But he also at the same time acknowledged that there will be those who will see it as their political interests to try and sabotage him.
And did Mr. Tsvangirai spare a thought for Arthur Mutambara, the Deputy Prime Minister? What's his role in this?
No, he didn't. He was very much focused on how he himself is going to take control. I think that there's an assumption now inside his dominant wing of the MDC that Mutambara's options are limited, that although he holds the balance of power both in the cabinet and the council of ministers and also in parliament, actually Mutambara cannot afford to throw his weight behind ZANU-PF, partly because the public will probably repudiate him if he did at the next election, but also because many of his own MPs would dissent and therefore he would lose control. So at this stage, I think that there's an assumption amongst the people around Tsvangirai anyway that Mutambara will have to adapt to the same reality as Mugabe's adapting to.
Now, the power-sharing agreement didn't mention anything about any indictments for Mugabe. What did the Prime Minister have anything to say about that?
Yes, Tsvangirai was clear that he felt it was very unlikely that Mugabe would ever be prosecuted, although he didn't say that there was a specific amnesty for him. But what he did say was that the rule of law should take its course, because that's what they're trying to re-establish in this country, the rule of law. And that meant that if senior people inside ZANU-PF around Mugabe and even in the new cabinet were guilty of recent crimes, then there's absolutely no reason why they can't be prosecuted. He didn't say that they would pursue them vigorously at this stage, but I think what he was getting at is that there will not be a blanket amnesty and that at some point, sooner or later, they will be held to account, and that also the NDC is encouraging ordinary people who've been affected by these attacks, perhaps having their houses destroyed, relatives murdered, been raped, to pursue their own claims against those responsible.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday. Guardian.co.uk/audio.